Investment flash.
Oil is climbing. Optical chips are on a tear. And gold just took the throne from treasuries. Markets firing on all cylinders this morning. And the Fed isn't even invited to the party.
Good morning. It's the Investment Flash London edition for Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. We've got a packed show. AI mania, an oil spike, and a tectonic shift in central bank reserves.
Tom, your Nvidia buy call from yesterday, the stock's up another 1.5% pre-market, buddy. Your conviction is finally paying off, and I'm the one who has to eat a little crow here.
Haha, Gerald, don't jinx it. But for real, the optical chip space just went vertical. Marvel up 32.5% in one session after Jensen Huang basically anointed them. Lumentum and Coherent both popped double digits. The AI trade is alive and well.
Right. But Marvell is trading at a forward PE ratio of 48 times. That's price for a perfect AI future. One supply chain hiccup, and it's a very expensive tumble. You're paying for utopia.
But you're ignoring the demand signal, Gerald. SK Hynix, one of the biggest memory players, is doubling wafer capacity over 5 years and saying memory tightness lasts until 2030. This isn't a quarter thing. This is a decade thing.
Hold on. Tom, have you seen what Alphabet just did? They raised $80 billion in equity to fund AI capex. $80 billion. That's dilution, that's cash flow pressure, and the stock fell nearly 4% just yesterday. If the hyperscalers are issuing equity to fund the build-out, that's a red flag for self-cannibalization.
Yeah, Alphabet is definitely a watch point. Down almost 7% on the week. And that raise signals capex is eating free cash flow. I'm not ignoring it. It's a crack in the narrative.
And when I see optical names like Coherent trading at 53 times forward after a 17% one-day pop, that's not a watch point. That's a warning siren. This is starting to smell like Cisco in 2000.
But here's what I'm really not seeing anyone talk about. The Federal Reserve. Oil is surging, equities at all-time highs, and the entire financial press is silent on monetary policy. That's a void that could get filled violently. If energy prices keep climbing, the inflation debate comes roaring back.
Exactly. That's the missing piece here. The bond market is sleeping, the 10-year yield is easing, but if oil keeps running, inflation expectations reprice, and the Fed's job gets a lot harder. That's the big risk nobody's pricing.
Fair points on the macro, but let's not sleep on oil itself. Crude has been on a run for 3 straight days. The oil ETF is up almost 5% in a week. Iran peace talks stalled, and there's fresh fighting in the Middle East. That risk premium is real.
And it's a crowded trade. The long positioning in crude is stretched. Any hint of a ceasefire, and that trade unwinds fast. It's a geopolitical binary, not a structural trend.
The positioning data is screaming caution. It's a crowded trade. A ceasefire headline would trigger a fast unwind. You're one headline away from a washout.
Exactly. That's my point. Oil's bid is a binary.
No argument there. It's a momentum play, not a conviction trade.
Crowded energy trades and retail momentum chases. Name a more iconic duo. Analysts will upgrade the whole sector the day after it's already run.
Haha, I know. But energy stocks, the energy sector ETF, is still 9% below its 52-week high. If crude holds these levels, there's catch-up potential. I'm not saying it's deep value, but it's a momentum play with a little room left.
I'll give you that. But size it small. Geopolitical risk cuts both ways. A ceasefire could come as fast as a missile.
All right, let's shift to the most original take of the day. Gold. MarketWatch is running with how gold overtook U.S. Treasuries as number one reserve asset. That is a tectonic shift. Central banks around the world are choosing bullion over T-bills.
This is a structural de-dollarization trend. For decades, treasuries were the ultimate safe haven for reserves. Now, gold is taking that crown, and that means a multi-year bid for gold. The gold ETF is only 3.5% year to date, still 19% below its high. This narrative is not yet priced in.
And I'm going to push back on the pace, but not the direction. The fact is, the gold ETF is trading like a sleepy asset while this reserve shift is happening. That's an opportunity. And if you pair that with a short on long duration treasuries, you've got a clean macro expression.
Right, because the long duration treasury ETF is near 52-week lows. It's already pricing some rotation out of government bonds. So you go long gold, short T-bonds, and you capture the geopolitical bid and the reserve transformation without the single stock risk of the optical names.
That's the trade. Long gold against short treasuries. I'd put that on and size it for a multi-year hold. It's not about a quick pop. It's about a structural shift in the global reserve composition.
Exactly.
100%.
But Tom, you're still chasing optical chips at 50 times earnings. How do you square that with a safety bit in gold?
They're different buckets. AI is growth, gold is safety. In a world on fire, geopolitics, inflation risks, you need both. It's not either or. The AI buildout is a decade-long story, and gold is the insurance.
A world on fire, and your AI stocks are the kindling. I like it. Tom, you'd buy a rock if it was up 3% on volume.
Only if the rock had AI exposure. But seriously, Marvel just got a blessing from Jensen Huang himself. Analysts are scrambling to revise price targets after a 32% move. That's basically a free retirement plan.
Fair enough. The analyst upgrade cycle never gets old.
All right. But let's not forget, India IT stocks surged on the same Huang comments. Infosys rallied, but it's a single source story, low conviction.
Right. And India's still down 12% year to date. Infosys down 56% from its high. One comment doesn't fix structural issues. That rally feels fragile.
Fair. I'd nibble, not pile in. If AI disruption fears really ease, there could be legs, but I'm not betting the farm.
And emerging markets overall are on a tear. The EM equities ETF at record highs, up 26% year to date. That Trump premium is real. Countries with good standing are getting rewarded.
But EM bonds near 52-week highs, flat year to date. The easy money's been made, mate. We're in the later innings of that rally, and the risk-reward is getting thin.
Momentum is momentum, Gerald. You can't fight the tape. EM bonds could compress further if the premium persists. I'd ride it with a tight stop.
But then look at Indonesia. Trade surplus at a 6-year low. Rupiah sliding. The Indonesia ETF down 32% year to date. Not all EM is partying. And that divergence is a warning.
Indonesia is a clear sell. Imports surging on a weak currency and Iran war costs. The trade imbalance could accelerate equity outflows. Stay away.
Yeah, hard pass. No, thank you.
Let's pull it all together. This morning, we've got two engines, AI mania and Middle East geopolitics. We're pricing a tech utopia, optical chips exploding, and a geopolitical risk spike, oil climbing, simultaneously. That's unusual, but it's working for now.
And it's fragile. Oil's bid rests on a single variable, Hormuz tension. A ceasefire and the crude trade unwinds fast, and the crowded positioning would accelerate the reversal.
My point is the disconnect. Equities at all-time highs, bond yields easing, but oil and gold are surging? That's a safety bid in a risk-on world. It's a contradiction, and contradictions don't last.
Alphabet's equity raise is the canary. AI capex is eating free cash flow. And if other hyperscalers follow with issuances, the tech self-cannibalization risk is real. That could be the catalyst that pops the AI bubble.
But NVIDIA's forward PE of 17 is still reasonable. The AI build-out isn't stopping because one company raised cash. The demand is real, and the capex is necessary.
I'm buying the infrastructure.
Tom, you're buying the growth, but the optical names are pricing nirvana. One earnings miss from Lumentum or Coherent, and they crater. At those multiples, there's zero room for error.
I'll take that bet. The optical trade is momentum. Size it small and set a tight stop. This isn't a value play. It's a ride.
Tom's been saying size it small since 2023. I think it's his catchphrase now.
And I've been right more often than not, buddy. The tape doesn't lie.
All right, so here's the scorecard. We're long gold, short treasuries. That's the structural pair. We like energy stocks for a momentum play. We're cautious on AI optical. And we're watching Alphabet for signs of broader AI stress.
And the Fed silence, that's the ultimate wildcard. If inflation data creeps back, everything reprices. We'll be watching that space.
Quick reminder, none of this is investment advice. Do your own research and manage your risk.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
See you then. Try not to check Marvel's price every 5 minutes, Tom.
No promises. Old habits.
Have a good one, everyone.